Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today's special guest will show us how to be financially prepared amid the worldwide chaos that is all around us. Friends, Watchmen on the Wall is heard on almost 700 radio signals across America, as well as oneplace.com and as a daily podcast. Take Watchmen on the Wall with you by downloading our free mobile app. Visit your app store and type the letters SWRC in the search bar. The SWRC mobile app has hundreds of archived programs as well as the latest program available to you. The SWRC mobile app. Download it today. Here at Southwest Radio Ministries, we want you to be prepared. We want you to be prepared spiritually. We also want you to be prepared for all of the chaos that is going on around us in this world. As we say, God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Our special guest today is going to help us to be prepared. And that is Mr. Jonathan Rose. He is the CEO and co-founder of Genesis Gold Group, and he joins us by way of phone today. Hi, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Matt.
Oh, you're welcome. We've been looking forward to having you on the program for some time now. Very excited for what you're going to be talking about. Before we get into the details of how folks can be, well, really financially prepared for everything that's going on around us, would you take a couple moments and just introduce yourself to our audience, let them know who you are and a little bit about your background?
Yes, absolutely. So I'm Jonathan Rose. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Genesis Gold Group. You can probably tell by my funny accent, I'm not from Kansas. I'm originally from London, and I kind of grew up in central London, and I was very fortunate enough to start working for American banks at a very early age. I worked for Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley. I worked on the London Metal Exchange, and we were trading what's called base metals. So this would be things like aluminum or aluminium, as I say, copper, zinc, lead. And it was, you know, imagine those movies with people with those green or yellow jackets on and all screaming at each other. And I was a part of that world. And then when I was trading, I was kind of taken under the wing by a very famous UK trader. And even though we were trading in base metals, I was very interested in assets like gold. And one of the reasons, I think it was in my childhood, I always remember my grandfather, he used to have these British sovereign coins and he always used to let me play with them. And I always loved the lure of gold. And I remember saying to this trader, but what about gold? What about the gold market? And they did trade futures and trade golds in the UK too, as they do worldwide. And I remember, and it always stuck with me, this same trader used to say to me, Jonathan, if you ever invest in gold, the only way to do it is to physically hold on to it yourself. You want the physical, tangible asset. And that sentiment really stayed with me for years. And when I came to America and I was still involved in the financial markets and I was employed by big banks, HSBC, AIG, I helped banks in Asia set up gold depositories. And it always kind of stuck with me that if you're going to invest in something, have it tangible. That's the real safety and value there. Simply because in a world that's very topsy-turvy and currency fluctuations, one thing's consistent and one thing's constant. If you're holding it, they can't take it away from you. So that was kind of my background in terms of finance and getting into gold and why I'm such a strong advocate for it. And that's never changed. And that's why we, you know, have Genesis Gold Group. And we kind of educate people today on the importance of, I guess you'd say, a balanced portfolio, what that looks like, and the importance of how you can store gold, whether it's in an IRA, a 401k, physically holding on to it. Because let's face it, there's a lot of uncertainty out there. We may not have a crystal ball, but I always say we have a pretty good roadmap. And you definitely want to be prepared about what's about to happen next.
Well, we think about what's going on in the world around us, from the war in Israel to 2024 being election year here in the United States, and all of the different, I like the way you put it, topsy-turviness that is going on and can possibly go on. And it gets people to thinking and wanting to be prepared not only for themselves, but really for their family. And that's why I wanted to have you on the program today to help do exactly what you said, which is educate us. Will you take a couple moments and do that? Educate us of why gold is such a good investment and some of the best ways to actually physically own gold.
Yeah, absolutely. So I often do a lot of media appearances, or the press will call me up and they want me to comment on this story and that story. And they're surprised when people mention gold in these stories, like, what's the allure of gold? And the first thing that baffles me about this is when you mention gold as an investment or any investment, the first thing I always look at is the track record. You know, how solid is the track record? And if you want to talk about track records, gold has probably the best seller track record of any investment out there because it's been here since the dawn of time. You know, the three kings brought gold to Jesus, mentioned in the Bible multiple times. Civilizations have risen and crumbled from gold. It's been used as an asset allocation. It's been used to back currencies. So in terms of gold, is it here to stay? Absolutely. In terms of its credible, it is for an investment, the balanced portfolio. Glad I'm here to kind of educate a lot of people out there, because really gold, simply put, does what it says on the tin. It protects you from uncertainty, protects you against volatility, inflation, protects you essentially from the unknown. What are these unknowns that we're currently seeing, and what would make gold such a great investment? Well, simply put, if we just look at the US dollar, because everyone has dollars in their bank account or in their wallet, if we look at this country and how we print money, because we used to be on the gold standard at one point, which means that for every dollar we had in our bank, it was backed by an ounce of gold. Unfortunately, we came off of the gold standard under President Nixon in about 71, 72. And that's when free trade happened and we started printing money, which seemed like a good idea at the time, Matt. But today we're addicted to printing money. Mm-hmm. Print, 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 print. We can't stop ourselves. So we are now, fast forward to today, you know, $34 trillion in debt, which is outrageous. In fact, we kind of get numb to just hearing these numbers. And debt does matter. And the more money we print, the more inflation kind of creeps in. It's very insidious. We don't see it, but it's like a caterpillar on a leaf taking a small bite. How does inflation affect you, right? People may be asking, well, you know, maybe a candy bar that costs a dollar this year, next year it costs maybe $1.17. And the problem with that is that consumer goods, the prices of those goods keep going up year after year, but our paychecks aren't going up. And if anything, people are even trying to find second jobs in this economy because the economy has been sputtering, and I think it's even going to get worse before it gets better. So if we just even simply had a safety deposit box, and for just to kind of paint this picture, you had $50,000 in cash sitting in there, and then you placed $50,000 worth of gold coins right next to that pile of money. If we came back to that pile of money 5 to 7 years later, it still counts $50,000. But the amount of consumer goods that that money would be able to buy to, you know, in the future would be less and less. Yet the gold, on the other hand, that's going to keep pace with inflation. And as the dollar decreases, inflation rises, we're going to see a higher gold price. Now, that's just one factor for gold, but I think it's always a big factor that people should look at. Other factors that people love the yellow metal is simply because of what's happening in the world today. And I briefly mentioned, we don't have a crystal ball per se, but we have a pretty good roadmap, and we know what that roadmap looks like. You know, one of the problems I see the economy facing next are more bank failures. Last year in April, we saw Silicon Valley Bank and a couple of other First Republic banks go under. People were lining up trying to get their money out, and some people weren't able to get their money out. Banks right now are very over-leveraged in what I call as commercial loans. And in fact, a story just came out today talking about the U.S. is at a kind of a peak height of commercial buildings are empty. So, you know, these offices are empty. Banks are defaulting now on their loans on these buildings. So this is going to be the next wave of financial instability. And when we have a few more bank failures, that's going to lead to panic selling and fear. And again, that's going to leave a big question mark on the economy. When you throw in high interest rates right now, you know, the American dream's kind of disappearing. The middle class is really being wiped out. It's just wealthy people and poor people. It's literally beginning to get to that point right now. High interest rates, high inflation. Are we going to have more market volatility? Obviously, we know what's happening, whether it be Russia, Ukraine, or Israel, which we can briefly talk about. All of this instability, news of what I call central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, moving away from a paper-denominated asset, going to a digital currency, which if people are listening to this and have heard of this before, it's not a good idea. It's not a digital dollar. It's a software, and anyone that can hit delete on a keyboard or hack into cyberspace, your money's at risk. So there's a lot more confusion and a lot more problems that we're facing today than we just faced 5 years ago. In that respect, people who have retirement accounts, IRAs and 401ks, they're getting ready to retire or they're already retired. They want to hold on to what they've got. They may remember of losing the money in the 2008 housing crash. Maybe, they made it all back. But this time round, people are saying, well, I can't wait another 7 to 10 years for the market to bounce back. So what are these people doing? Well, they're rolling over their IRAs and 401ks, and they're storing it into physical precious metals that they own and hold on to. So there's lots of ways you can safeguard retirement accounts. But more importantly, it's as simple as understanding what's about to happen next, because there's major developments happening in the marketplace all the time. And it's just a question of, cutting through all the noise, having an understanding, getting educated about what's happening to the US dollar, what's about to happen next. And if you have retirement dollars attached to the market, what does that mean for your portfolio and what you can do to protect what you have out there? So that's, again, what Genesis Gold Group kind of helps people with, is really get an education, get an understanding, and look at your options.
We're visiting with Jonathan Rose today. Jonathan is the CEO and co-founder of Genesis Gold Group, and I want to encourage you to check out their website. It's genesisgoldgroup.com. That's genesisgoldgroup.com. You can also give them a call, 1-800-200-GOLD. That's 1-800-200-4653. Jonathan, I know we have folks listening right now, and they're thinking, okay, this sounds really, really complicated. But I know from talking with you, it's not really complicated. Talk through this process of how do we make this happen? If we have individuals, families, couples that are listening all across the U.S. right now today to the program, and they're like, okay, I need to learn more. I need to get educated. I need to get some more details. How do we go about doing that, and what does this process really look like?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing they can do is speak to our professionals here, and the simple is calling us at 800-200-GOLD. And then really you can get an understanding of what your options are. So as I mentioned, there's two popular ways people hold gold with us. One is they just physically hold it. We ship it to them in a secured box. There's no Brinks fan or sirens turning up at your house. It comes very discreet and sealed. And then the other way is if people have IRAs, which is pretty much, the easiest way to protect your finances. So everyone probably has a 401k, maybe from a previous employer, maybe it's sitting there, you've left that employer, maybe you have an IRA, TSP, some type of financial plan that's tied to the market that you're maybe getting worried about, or it's kind of, giving you sleepless nights because you're worried about what's to happen in the future. Well, the IRS makes it legal to roll over these retirement plans tax-free. So they're 100% tax-free. It's still an IRA. You still get your statement. The only difference is rather than opening up that envelope or logging online and seeing your account value tied to stocks, you actually will now open up your envelope or log online and see physical gold that you hold. Not gold stocks, not gold ETFs, not gold mining shares, but physical gold. And actually, you asked me a question earlier, Matt, about different ways you can hold gold. One is physical, which is I highly recommend. The other way people invest in gold is through ETFs, electronically traded funds. I personally don't recommend that just because you're not holding on to it. Gold mining stocks, again, you're really investing in the management team, the CEO of that company, plus they have to be able to mine gold if you're going to make money with a stock. So again, if you're going to invest in gold, the safest way to do it is to physically hold on to the asset. So getting back to your IRAs or 401ks, you can store metals there. The metals are held in a licensed depository backed by the major exchanges, insured by Lloyd's of London for $1 billion. You can take possession of your metals at any time. It's your metals. Obviously, that would be considered a distribution, but it's simply as easy as an existing IRA. You roll it over, it's tax-free, and people just need to know that if anything, they have more control, because you now have titled assets, titled to you, versus assets that are tied to the market, which are then leveraged by the banks and big corporations, because that's how banks make money, is by leveraging your funds in your IRA. When you have it in a self-directed IRA that's holding precious metals that you own, the money isn't leveraged, it's just title to you. So it's simply the safest way to protect what you have in the market is to move it sideways, keep it tax deferred, but put it into physical coins and bars. You know, people may have be familiar with American Eagles, Canadian Maple Leafs, Swiss 1 ounce bars. These are the type of products that we recommend to our clients as well.
What I find fascinating is that you really put, it seems like based on our talk today, that you're putting a lot of emphasis on the physical part of it, where you keep talking about people get to actually hold the gold, have the gold, keep the gold is shipped to their house. It's not something in the ether or something digitally. It's really right there. And I think that's really important for people to know about and be aware of.
100%. I'm always of the belief if you don't see it, you don't own it. If you can't touch it, you don't own it. Working on the London Stock Exchange and seeing cyberspace of numbers and contracts and futures, it was a fast-paced environment and money came and money went very quickly. And at the end of the day, if a contract collapsed, somebody was out, you know, tens of millions of dollars. When it comes to physical gold, if everything collapsed around you, you would still own a currency. Now, if these experts are right, I mean, you have JP Morgan ringing the alarm bell saying, brace yourself for an economic hurricane. I never like to hear the word brace yourself with your investments, because brace yourself is the last thing you want to hear, because that's what the pilot says before the plane goes down, yeah. Right? Brace, brace, brace. So I never like to hear those words with the economy. There's other famed top economists, Nouriel Roubini, they called him Dr. Doom for successfully predicting the 2008 crash. He's telling people to get out of cash. These people are sitting by the sidelines. I mean, the list goes on. I mean, we even have things called BRIC nations, and I'm not sure if you've ever heard of the BRICS before, but it's a syndication of other countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China. They've banded together to create their own currency, and they've really ostracized and pushed America out, because Biden's left a massive vacuum in the Middle East, and now you've got three of the top superpowers out there, whether it be Russia, China, and many other countries have banded together to create their own currency. And eventually, all currencies' cycles come to an end. And it's about 75 years before a currency starts to collapse. We're at that point right now for the US dollar. And if you just really sit back and really understand what's happening here, you can't keep printing money and not expect a recourse from this. We are so much in debt. If we had a credit card and we kept spending, eventually that credit card would cut us off if you can't repay your bills. Well, that's what's happening to the US right now. We can't pay our bills, so we're now being downgraded on the safety and viability of how strong the US dollar is. And in fact, Moody's, who's a credit bureau rating, who kind of sanctions and oversees the viability and safety of banks, they just downgraded several major banks again based on the fact that they're not paying the loans on all these commercial buildings that I was just talking about. So these banks are even defaulting. So I think the next wave of bank failures is around the corner. When you couple that with a US dollar that is kind of losing steam at an alarming rate, simply put, because we're in so much debt, like the red tape is just piling up, it's a recipe technically for a perfect storm. Obviously, we throw in the real estate market into that, because that's kind of teeter-tottering on not moving forward because interest rates are so high. And then when you throw into the fuel to the fire, when what's happening overseas, not just domestically, but internationally, obviously I mentioned, you know, Russia, Ukraine, and Israel, all this instability is a breeding ground for uncertainty. When there's uncertainty, people want to move to a higher ground, which they consider a flight to safety and security. Safety and security are assets such as gold, but physical gold, again, you put that into your IRA, you protect your 401k with that, or you just hold on through it. And that's where you're really going to get the most protection in 2024 and beyond.
People can get more information when they visit your website, genesisgoldgroup.com. That's Genesis Gold Group, all one word, genesisgoldgroup.com. Or you can just give them a call, 1-800-200-GOLD. That's 1-800-200-GOLD. 1-800-200-4653. Jonathan, when people call the 800 number, 1-800-200-GOLD, when they visit the website, genesisgoldgroup.com, what's going to happen? What are they going to experience?
Well, first of all, if they speak to us, you'll find that everyone's extremely knowledgeable, friendly, and will be able to kind of help you along your journey of educating yourself. We have a free definitive gold guide. It's got lots of great products in there that are IRA eligible, so you can see what type of precious metals you can hold on to. A lot of the times people call in and they want to know, is my retirement account eligible? Can I roll this over? Will it be 100% tax-free? So people have questions. And I think, you know, in the past, when we've worked with these financial advisors, they've just kind of thrown us into these investments. And when I speak to people and I ask them, well, what's inside your IRA? They say to me, you know, stocks and bonds. And I'm like, yes, but what type of stocks and what type of bonds? And I'm not saying that to them to make them feel embarrassed, but the question and answer is simply, I don't know. So really, it's about shedding a spotlight and preparing people so they know what they currently have and how viable what they currently have is going to serve them in the future, and to see if they should be having a hedge against those assets that they currently have. Because if they go down, they want to have something on the scales on the other side that's going to go up, that's going to balance them. And that's really the whole part of having a balanced portfolio, is to understand, you know, how at risk you are. How at risk are you just by keeping your money in the stock market? How at risk are you by having your money in the stock market and we're tied to a US dollar that's diminishing in value, whilst other countries are banding together to really remove the US dollar as a world reserve currency and settle transactions in a new currency that is backed by gold? What does that mean for you? Volatility, whether it be in the Middle East or around the globe and in Europe, how's that going to affect your retirement dollars? These are all questions that people should start educating themselves on, so they're prepared. They're prepared for now. They're prepared for the future. And one of the best ways they can do that is just by going to our website to learn more at genesisgoldgroup.com, or feel free to call us at our toll-free number at 800-200-4653.
We're visiting with Jonathan Rose with Genesis Gold Group today here on the program. And the reason we're visiting with Jonathan is because we want you to be prepared. We want you to know that you have options, and so that you can be educated and have the information that's necessary to make sure your retirement, your 401k, your IRA is safe and is secure. And we think it's important to talk about it. And I know, Jonathan, you said that there is a special opportunity for listeners to Southwest Radio Ministries today, correct?
Yes, absolutely. If they call in and mention that they came from the Southwest Radio Ministries, we'll be able to waive their IRA fees. So that can be up to a $500 value just to be able to waive your fees for your IRA. So please mention Southwest Radio Ministries, and we will definitely be able to help your listeners there. You know, when it comes to IRAs and questions, it's funny. You may be thinking, well, what are some of the most common questions people ask us about investing in gold and how this works? And I find that people are truly more educated today than they've ever been before. I think people have a grasp of how this works, how easy it is to do. It's more of the concerns I hear every day, where people really are kind of deep diving themselves on the internet and bringing up problems to us that are pretty sophisticated, and myself turning around and basically saying, well, you know, you've done your homework. People are concerned with trade deficits. You know, people are learning about things that are on the horizon, such as central bank digital currencies. And like I mentioned earlier, you know, this is something that scares the heebie-jeebies out of me, because the thought of the US dollar going away, fiat currency, being replaced by a digital currency is, I think, an absolute disastrous idea. And in fact, one of my clients works for Brink's Operations. He's very high up. Brink's don't just pick up money in bank-vaulted cars. They actually work with the Federal Reserve as well. And this gentleman, who's a client of ours, was one of the persons behind the architect of the FedNow coin. And the FedNow coin is basically the precursor to the government taking away our fiat money and replacing it with a digital currency. And I had to laugh, because he said to me, Jonathan, I'm here working on the Death Star, unfortunately, And he says, and I'm one of the architects behind this whole central bank digital currency. And he says, I know what happens next. And what happens next is really a slow death to US dollar. So again, when you hear about facts like this and you want to know more about central bank digital currencies, how that can affect your portfolio, how BRIC nations coming together to create a new world reserve currency backed by gold, how these items on the horizon can affect us, now's the time to find out. Don't be like an ostrich and bury your head in the sand and ignore these issues. Or sometimes people will think, well, if I don't do anything, then I can't lose anything. Well, wrong, because that's how people get financially wiped out. An informed investor is a better investor. It's really now is the important time to be proactive and not reactive, because you don't purchase flood insurance after the flood breaks, the dam breaks, right? You need that beforehand. So it's just a question of people understanding this and actually picking up the phone and being proactive and getting this important information that they need so they can make these important decisions on how to safeguard their wealth and their portfolios and their retirement.
And they can do that today by visiting GenesisGoldGroup.com, GenesisGoldGroup.com, and call 1-800-200-GOLD. That's 1-800-200-GOLD. And because I can spell, but I need to know my numbers, it's 1-800-200-4653. Jonathan Rose has been our guest today with Genesis Gold Group. Jonathan, thank you very much for the information. We appreciate it very, very much.
Thank you, sir. It's been my pleasure.
Call 1-800-200-GOLD. That's 1-800-200-4653 and request your free definitive gold guide. 1-800-200-4653. You can also learn more about how to protect your retirement and savings with a gold IRA when you visit GenesisGoldGroup.com. That's GenesisGoldGroup.com. Our first event of the new year is exactly 1 month away, February 16th and 17th, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Is America in Bible prophecy? Find out from Donald Perkins. The latest details on the march toward a one-world system will be revealed. Biblical mysteries will be uncovered. Biblical artifacts from Israel will be on display with an archaeologist ready to answer your questions. Tickets for this special event are free, but seating is limited. Don't be left behind. Register today, Friday and Saturday, February 16th and 17th, at Hicks Road Baptist Church. Call 1-800-652-1144 for more information or visit the events page at swrc.com. In Matthew 24:3, the disciples asked Jesus, "What will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" Tomorrow, we examine the time of the signs with author Barry Stagner, so be sure to tune in. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries. Visit swrc.com.